Hey, Roger. This is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing?
Sir. Pretty good, sir. And you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Thank God it's Friday. Finally made it.
Amen. Yes, I'm a full old system, man, because I'm driving and I don't want to lose you.
Yeah. Take your time. Just pulling up all the requirements right now. Have you heard of Google Guarantee before? Do you already know how it works?
Nope, I don't.
Okay. So I'm not surprised. It's a newer program through Google. It's been around about 4 years now. Really took off 2 years ago. And what it is it's a lead program directly through Google. Best lead program on the market currently. Okay, and here's why. So the leads, Roger, are only sent to you. So you don't share the leads with other companies.
That's a good
thing. And they come through via phone call. All right. Now, the kicker on it, and this is really why it's so popular, it has an automatic dispute system. So what that means, when the lead calls you and let's say you schedule an appointment with them, like you schedule an estimate, or if you quote them, if you give them pricing over the phone, those are both deemed as qualified leads you will be charged for. If it's anything other than that, so like out of your service radius, service you don't provide, solicitation call, right? Or you never speak to the person, okay? All of those are deemed as unqualified leads. You're automatically not charged for it. It's nothing you have to do on your end. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Perfect. Now, and I always like to expand on that part too. So the way Google does that, just so you know, every company that shows in the Google Guaranteed section, it's not their phone number. It's a Google rotating number recorded by Google bots. So like an AI, which automatically picks up if it's qualified or unqualified. It's crazy how accurate it is. Okay. Now, there's a couple requirements, though, to qualify for this program. The main reason, Roger, they call it Google Guaranteed isn't just because it's guaranteeing you leads. Okay. It's actually called that because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work. So I see for your vertical, just meaning your category and your area, licensing is not required, but insurance is. So is the company currently insured?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I got $2 million in my liability.
Perfect. The minimum requirement is $250,000. So
yeah, but I rent big equipment, and it's a requirement for me to have at least $2 million.
Perfect. Okay, so you're above the minimum for Google Guaranteed, so you're good there. The other requirement, okay, Google requires on any face-to-face employees. In other words, if you have a big crew of guys or if you sub guys out, but you're the main person talking to the clients, it would just be you, okay? But any face-to-face employees would have to go through a background check. Would that be fine?
It would be, but I might hire a guy once in a while, but I don't have a big overhead as far as employees.
Okay, so it'd just be you then that would have to do the background. So your background's good?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, awesome. I always feel awkward asking that, but I have to.
What do they know to do by background? I don't understand.
So they go off the past 7 years, and they're looking for any felonies, right?
No.
Okay, so
I work for Arrow Snow at the St. Louis Airport as my home base, but I'll travel all around the country, and I got to do a background check with the FBI and all that.
Yeah, I'm
good. I actually have a client who used to work for the FBI, and I had to ask him too, you know.
Nice.
Yeah, so background check's good, perfect, you're insured, so you do qualify for the Google Guaranteed program. Let me pull up your lead fees. Give me 1 second. And let me make sure I have you in the right vertical. So you're doing concrete work, right? I see in here like even tree service and landscaping. Is that correct?
I do landscaping, tree service. There's custom edging. A lot of people around here don't really know what it's about. It's it's curving. It's a continual pour. And, I mean, it's all over the country, but it's not my area. There might be two of us in about 200-mile radius. It does it.
So, I mean, I'm starting to get out there. This is my third or fourth year, and I'm getting out there, but I could always take more work, you know?
Right. Okay. So the concrete is weird. Concrete's under the landscaper vertical, too. So you would qualify for two verticals then, landscaper vertical and the tree service vertical as well. So let me pull up the cost per lead on both of those. Curbing, you being the only one in like 150-mile radius,
nice.
You should be getting all those jobs, you know?
Right.
Let's see here. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Tree service vertical. Okay, so they both have different lead fees, okay, for the different verticals. So I'll explain how that works. So the cost per qualified lead, meaning you have to either set an appointment with the lead that calls or you have to quote them over the phone. For the tree service vertical, it's $24 per qualified lead. Okay. Now, Google does require a minimum budget. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You could always set a higher budget if you'd like, but the minimum I'm required to tell you about is at $312. Okay. Now, the landscaper vertical, which has concrete in it as well, right? That's at $32 per qualified lead, which makes the minimum budget requirement for that one $418. Now, here's how it works when you do two verticals, okay? We do not add the minimum budgets together, but we have to go off of the higher vertical, which would mean your minimum budget requirement would be $418 for 13 leads. Now, your lead budget does roll over, and when you do multiple verticals, it pretty much always rolls over. So here's how that works. Let's say you do the minimum budget requirement at 13 leads and you get 13 landscaper vertical leads, right, that are qualified. The next month, you'll be charged $418 to replenish your lead budget. Now, let's say you get two tree service vertical leads and three landscaper vertical leads, right, for the month, and you decide to pause them, or let's just say that's all you got that month. The following month, you're not charged $418. You would be charged for each lead that you took. So the 32 times 3 for the landscaper vertical, 24 times 2. Does that make sense, how that works?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it basically rolls over, right? Now, we do not charge whatever lead budget you set until we finish the Google Guarantee application process. This is where we submit your insurance and we run the background check. Now, what we send in writing for that, Roger, is that process can take 4 to 8 weeks. I'm the main guy that sets these up here, though. When you have everything sent to us ASAP, like I'm talking day one, usually we have you approved within about 2 to 3 weeks. Okay. Now, we do charge for Google Guaranteed, though, a one-time application/management fee. This is not a renewal fee that you have to pay every year. You pay this one time. You never pay it again. That is for $250. Does that all make sense?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. So what I'm doing right now, okay, the email I have on file for you, it's mikesweeney373@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'm sending you an email titled Google Guaranteed, which just has everything I went over with you in writing. Now I'm going to reply to that email with your vertical, okay, the cost per qualified lead, what the minimum budget requirement is, and remember, don't add them together, just go off the higher minimum budget, okay, and the subcategories for each vertical. Now, the way these subcategories work, you don't have to turn them all on, okay? Like, for example, well, I know you do hardscapes, but let's say you didn't do outdoor water features, right, which is one of the subcategories on the landscaper vertical. What you would do is you would turn those leads off, And if you got a lead through Google Guaranteed and it's not a service you provide, you're automatically not charged for that lead. Okay? So let me get these off to you. 32 per lead.
So it's something like Angie's.
Way better. So the it is similar. It is similar, but the major difference.
Right.
But the major difference, so Angie Leads, right? They get a lead and they send it out to like four or five different companies.
Yeah, I know.
Each one of you calls the lead, right? And you're charged for the lead regardless. With Google Guaranteed, the two major differences is for one, the lead is only sent to you and it's coming through via phone call. So it comes through on your phone as LSA lead. What's that?
It's like Splash. They give you a different number, but you don't pay for the lead. You pay a monthly fee.
Right. And I'm with Local Splash in the Google Guaranteed department. So it's similar to that, but you're going to know it's a Google Guaranteed lead because it's going to come through on your phone as LSA lead, which means local service ad. It's just another term for Google Guaranteed. And it's not a pre-screened call. It's screened on the call by the AI. So that's another major difference between Angie Leads is you don't have to spend your day disputing leads. It's already automatically done for you.
Well, why don't you send me this email? And the girl I was speaking to before at Splash was saying that she's going to try some other thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe it will help me. I mean, okay. I'm spending, $250, $300 a month with them right now with Splash. And now you're saying another $700. And if I'm not getting any lead, if I'm not making any money, it's kind of silly. I mean,
right.
I had it complete and I canceled it because I was getting a lot of soliciting calls and people that was in Arizona, Texas, all over. And so I canceled that one. And then I got Splash. And I like Splash. I like the idea of the monthly fee. But I'm just not getting many calls. I mean, I'm getting solicited calls. And I'm getting calls from other places, and she explained to me that, well, these people get on Google and find you, and then they try to sell you more,
Right. So the base program you're on currently, which is, it's amazing, right? It gets you a website, you have the Facebook ads.
It's supposed to be. I was really excited about it when I talked to her. I just haven't really got a lot of response to it. I'll be honest with you.
Right. No, so the thing with that one, with our base packages, is you're paying for a presence, right? You're paying for an online presence. So whether you get, one call or, 50 calls, right, or zero calls even, right, it's still that $249 monthly that you're paying currently because it's for a presence, right? It's for that website hosting, it's for the Google front page placement in the map section, the Facebook ads, the directory submissions, right? Google Guaranteed is more, it's a lead platform. Like if you got zero leads from Google Guaranteed, which that hasn't happened to any of my Google Guaranteed clients, but let's just say it did, right? You would literally pay $0 the next month. So you're only paying for qualified leads that come through too. So if you have guys like calling you from the Google Guaranteed number to try to sell you something or asking for employment or something, those you're not charged for automatically. They're deemed as unqualified leads. So it's like it's the best platform that Google has in terms of getting you like traction in the term of like phone calls, But the package you're on currently, it is good though.
I don't ever give prices over the phone because I got to look at the job,
Right.
I don't know how far I got to haul the stuff, if there's hills or flat, if it's flat, it all considers on the price.
Right. And a lot of times what they think they need done isn't actually what it is, right? So you have to go out there, you know. So in your case then, if you're not quoting on the phone, which I highly recommend that on LSA leads, Google Guaranteed leads, right? If you don't schedule an estimate with that lead, like if you don't schedule an appointment with them, you will not be charged for the lead. But if you do end up quoting them, right, like if you say, hey, you know, it'll cost X amount per square foot or Tree Removal will be X amount or whatever, right? If you do quote them on the phone, Google considers that a qualified lead too that you would be charged for, you know. Oh, I'm sorry, you kind of broke up. Can you say it again, Mike? I might have lost you, sir. Hey, I'm not sure if you can hear me. I can't hear you, though. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hang up and call you right back and see if that fixes it.